Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, good Friday to each and every one of you, wherever you might be out there in the Stand in the Gap territory. From coast to coast and around the world is what they used to say. And you know what? We can say that today based upon the amount of radio stations that we are on, but also because of the internet. And it's just a delight to be with you today and wherever you might be. We do want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. And along with David Kistler, I'm Gary Dahl. Sam Rohr is not with us today. He's on another assignment. David, he gets all these assignments. I wonder what we have to do to get an assignment or two.
Well, Gary, listen, I'm tired of covering up for him. You know what I'm saying? He goes away and leaves us with all the responsibilities. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, we ought to talk about him while he's away. What do you think?
No, I am teasing. Of course, what Sam's doing today is vitally important, and every time he has to be away, it's because of a much-needed and vitally important reason. And so we're praying for him, encourage our listeners to do the same. But, Gary, it is a delight to share the radio with you like you and I have done for, what is it now, 7 years, 8 years? We've been on some form of radio together.
7 or 8 years. I like the way that you said that. Some form of radio. That's a good way to put it. but we have been, and it's a blessing to serve along with you in this type of a ministry. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot to talk about today. We do want to remind you, though, that this is Phone In Friday, and we would like to encourage you to pick up the telephone and give us a call. It's not hard to do at all. You just pick up your telephone, whether it's a landline or a cell phone, and you call a toll-free number, which is 1-877-667-1180. Or if you live in the area around our flagship station, which is WFYL in Philadelphia, you can call 610-539-8255. So toll-free, 1-877-667-1180. Or in the local Philadelphia area, 610-539-TALK, or in other words, 8255. We would certainly love to hear from you. And, Dave, this is a very, very historical day for us here in the United States of America. This is 9/11/15. It is the 14th anniversary of the most severe attack on the United States homeland, and that, of course, is when 2,977 people were killed as two airplanes hit the World Trade Centers in New York City. One, of course, hit the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and one that may have been en route to the United States Capitol or even the White House crashed about 45 minutes away from where I'm sitting right now in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And I'm sure that probably everybody who is of age and under the sound of our voices this afternoon, David, can remember what they were doing when they heard about that particular the first airplane crashing into the World Trade Center in New York, which I think was around 8:46 in the morning. And then, of course, as the scenario continued to develop. But, Dave, it's interesting to note that ever since, I think it was about October of 2015, this day has been referred to as Patriot Day. It is observed as the National Day of Service and Remembrance of September 11th. And, of course, it's a good thing to do that. It's not really a federal holiday because schools and businesses do remain open, although memorial ceremonies for the victims are often held. In fact, later on today, I will be participating in one in downtown Altoona. Normally, the United States flag will be flown half-staff over the White House, as well as all government buildings, not just here in the United States of America, David, but around the world. And, of course, others who have their flags, whether it's at a home or a church or a school or whatever the case may be, they are encouraged to fly their flags at half-mast as well. And, you know, the various ceremonies includes the fact that there is always a moment of silence observed to correspond with the attacks, beginning at 8:46 a.m. Eastern Time, when the first jet, the American Airlines Flight 11, struck the North Tower of the World Trade Center. And I don't know about you, David, but I remember exactly what I was doing when I heard the news of these tremendous attacks, and I'll never forget it.
Well, Gary, I remember vividly where I was as well. And this morning when I woke up, the first thought that went through my mind is how many younger folks, because our youngest daughter had a couple of friends visiting with us for the last 2 days, and they're younger, and they really don't remember much about the 9/11 tragedy. It's been 14 years ago, and they were smaller children when it occurred. But I just wondered, you know, how many people, you know, will wake up today and just go through this day as if it were just any regular day without giving appropriate remembrance to what happened 14 years ago on this very day. But Gary, I remember where I was. I was on the west coast of the United States. Of course, it's Pacific time zone, 3 hours earlier than the east coast. And I had dropped a gentleman off at the Portland airport, had gotten back in my vehicle to drive back to where our travel trailer was parked, and turned on the early morning news and heard the president making statements about the attack. And my initial assumption was that it was referencing something that was occurring overseas. But the longer I listened, of course, I became very much aware that he was talking about an ongoing event, an emerging event that was taking place even as I was listening in the United States of America. And Gary, over the next several days, of course, the hours of that first day, you know, 9/11, I watched riveted, as you were and most of America was, to a television set, saw the two towers collapse, and then the days that followed, those horrific events, Gary, were days of anger. I'm just going to be honest with you. Anger. I wrestled to understand how anybody could be so purely evil as they would perpetrate such a horrific act. And then when it became aware that this was Muslim terrorism, I began to do a lot of reading and a lot of studying and really trying to catch up and get up to speed on what Islam teaches, what they believe. And of course, Gary, you know well, because it's a topic of conversation somewhat regularly on this program, it's something that I've given the last 14 years in real earnest of my life to understand and then to communicate to others. So, yeah, Gary, today is an important day. And I think it's important, Gary, that you said this. In fact, it's, in my opinion, somewhat tragic that this day, Patriot Day, is not a federal holiday. Mm. We celebrate federal holidays for a lot of things far less significant than the 9/11 tragedy. And so hopefully at some point this will be declared a national holiday.
Well, to our listeners, I want to ask you, what were you doing on 9/11/01, that is September the 11th, 2001, when you heard about these attacks in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Shanksville, Pennsylvania? Do you remember what you were doing? We would be interested in hearing from you. Give us a call. The toll-free number is 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180, or in the Philadelphia area, 610-539-8255. What were you doing on September the 11th, 01? Can you remember? And how have the events of September 11th, 2001 changed your life? Have they changed your life in any way? Let us hear from you. 1-877-667-1180 or 610-539-8255. We will be back with more of Stand in the Gap today right after these messages, so don't you go away. We want to talk to you. We want to hear you talk to us. We're going to have a great day. We will be back with more right after these messages.
I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. If you're a parent or grandparent and want to help bring spiritual renewal to America, here's where you should start, with your children and grandchildren. Our children need a godly education, one that mirrors the Christian values embraced by our founders and taught in the home by many of you. BJU Press, the Christian homeschool curriculum leader, makes homeschooling fun and exciting. Exceeding all national standards, BJU Press textbooks are accurate, dependable, and well-researched. They're designed to promote excellence for every child and are adaptable to different learning styles and challenges. Carefully integrating a true biblical worldview throughout BJU Press textbooks set the standard for academic instruction. That's why I so strongly endorse BJU Press textbooks and encourage their use by homeschoolers and Christian schools alike. If you're a parent and want to find out more, visit BJU Press online at bjupresshomeschool.com or by calling 800-845-5731. That's bjupresshomeschool.com.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America, using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
The date, September 11th, 1777. The Continental Congress was being forced to evacuate Philadelphia as the British had just won the Battle of Brandywine, forcing Washington's 10,000 troops to retreat. In this desperate situation, Congress was made aware that there was a shortage of Bibles due to the interruption of trade with the king's printers. Congress voted to import Bibles from Scotland or Holland into the Union, stating, "The use of the Bible is so universal and its importance so great, it was resolved accordingly to direct said Committee of Commerce to import 20,000 copies of the Bible."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
The Pocket Testament League presents Pocket Power. Read, carry, and share the gospel every day. Tongue-tied when it comes to witnessing? Then let God's Word do the talking for you.
I take the gospels with me to the nursing home. One lady keeps her copy of the gospel with her 24/7. She has completely changed her attitude and her ways. I praise God for the change in her.
This is Mike Brickley, president of the Pocket Testament League. League members have found that any place is a good place to share a pocket gospel with someone they meet. Join us and you'll always be ready. Is there anything more important?
Thank you for all you do. I've received so many Pocket Power books and study guides and children's books that we leave them everywhere to entice people to read the Bible on their own and to start to go to church.
What are you waiting for? Read, carry, and share the gospel every day. For more information, call 1-800-636-8785 or visit pocketpower.org. That's pocketpower.org.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and along with David Kistler, I'm Gary Dahl, as Sam Rohr is on assignment today. And we're talking here early on in the program about 9-11-01, and of course we've asked you to call in and share with us what you were doing on 9-11-01, and how did that affect your lifestyle even today? You might want to answer another question along with that, and that is, do you believe that America is secure today? Sometimes you get reports saying that it's more secure now than ever, or others say, well, it's less secure than ever. What do you think? Do you think that the United States of America is more secure today than ever or less secure today? The number to call is toll-free, 1-877-667-1180, or locally in the Philadelphia area, 610-539-1180. 8255. And we want to go to Linda in Middleburg, Pennsylvania. Linda, welcome to the program. Linda, are you there? Oh, Linda dropped off. I'm sorry, Linda. Call back. I'm sorry that we missed you there. But the question is, do you remember what you were doing on 9/11/01? And do you believe that America is more secure today or less secure today than what it was then? You know, it's interesting, David. There's a report out there that 28 pages of congressional report on 9/11 have never really been released. And these particular pages include names of people and entities who were really the financial facilitators of the 9/11 attack. In reality, you know, this particular report includes names of those who contributed to mass murder, names of those who were involved in 9/11/01 who have not yet, you know, faced accountability due to their crime. And it's interesting from what I have been able to discern that both Democrats and Republicans who are congressional leaders say there's no reason to keep their names classified, but for some reason, those who are the powers to be will not have them released. And, you know, there's all sorts of reasons that go through my mind as to why those names would not be released. But think of that, David. 28 pages of congressional reports of 9/11 individuals who financially facilitated that attack, and we can't see their names. What do you think's up with that?
Well, Gary, you know, tragically, you know, I did not know that there had been that many pages that had been kept classified and that we did not know all the financiers of this horrific event. But, Gary, you know, obviously right up front, you would have to say that there are entities there that, if their names were released, would create difficulties for the White House. And I may as well address the big elephant in the middle of the room, and that is this. You know, the White House is very, very Muslim friendly, very Islamic friendly. So maybe there are Muslim and Islamic entities or other such entities that if their names were released, it would be an embarrassment to them. I'm sure there's other reasons as well as to why this is all being kept hush hush. But the fact of the matter is, Gary, the American public needs to know. We lost 2,799 people just in the attacks on 9/11, not to mention those that have died in terror attacks perpetrated by Muslim extremists since 01. But we lost that many on that day. I think the American people need to know and need to know clearly who the people were that were behind it. And there needs to be a just and appropriate punishment for those that financed that event.
Well, absolutely. And as I did some research on this, David, I found that Barack Obama actually had found out, you know, before he became president, that he would release all the names of those who whose names have been considered classified when he became president, but he has not released one name that's found on those 28 pages of that congressional report. And, you know, I think we'd be surprised.
Are we surprised about this, Gary, that the president has again made a promise that he hasn't kept, that he's again lied to the American people? I mean,
nope.
And again, Gary, you know, I think people sometimes maybe think, you know, well, you take great delight in pointing out the president's foibles. You take great delight in pointing out the president's dishonesties and all that. Gary, there is no delight taken in this at all. But the fact of the matter of this is the most lying president that the United States, I think, probably has ever had. It's just incessant. It's nonstop. And he does it with impunity. And that is, to me, deeply, deeply troubling. And again, you know, the reasons why he has chosen not to do this are myriad, I'm sure. But what should be clearly obvious is this. There are things that that would be a great embarrassment to this White House if they were released.
1-877-667-1180 is that toll-free number, or 610-539-8255. We want to go to somebody very, very familiar. This guy just loves us, David. He just loves us. He loves us. He loves us. David New, our Washington beat attorney, is calling in. You know, we paid him for his time with us yesterday, I thought.
Well,
what is this?
Hey, David, it's a delight to have you today, my friend, in a different format. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you so much. I just wish I was being paid.
Yeah, we do too, David.
Don't we all?
We wish we were being paid as well.
But I'm so delighted to be with you, and thank you so much for taking my call. You know, in answer to that question, I think it's quite clear that we are far less secure in several different fronts. I think this thing that's just now gone through with Iran is going to make the United States, as well as Israel, far, far less secure. I hate to say this, but we may not be at war with Iran, but Iran is at war with the United States. I don't think there's any question about that.
Well, the Ayatollah has basically said that. You know, he wants to first of all, wipe Israel off the face of the earth. He said just recently that within 20 years, there will be no nation of Israel. And we know that he refers to the United States as the great Satan.
Yes.
And so you have no idea. I have no idea. We have no idea what he may be up to try to bring other acts of terrorism upon this country. It's very scary to consider that.
And not only, and here's the thing, as bad as 9/11 was, and it was a horrible day, and it was a real bad day. I was in Arlington, Virginia at that time. Mm-hmm. I was just miles from the Pentagon. The two locations that literally got hit were obviously New York City, but it wasn't Washington, D.C. that got hit. It was the Pentagon.
That's right.
Which is in Arlington, Virginia. And I lived right down, I'm 5 minutes away from there. I didn't hear the plane come down, but I was very close, and it was a very sad day. But what can happen in the future is that we can have another 9/11 because of this deal. I think our policy with Iran should not be making negotiations and should not be negotiating to give them billions and billions of dollars. I think our policy in the United States should be regime change. I think that we should be fomenting revolution. There are a lot of people in Iran who do not like these characters, these flying carpet characters running the government with all their crazy ideas about destroying the world. I think it should be regime change. I don't think there's any question about it. They are exporting terrorism all over the world. I think that we should give them some of their own medicine in their own country. With fomenting revolution and toppling that government. There's no question about it. That's the only solution.
Well, it is. And, you know, to both of you, David and Dave, you know, it's also 3 years ago today that the attack occurred over in Benghazi in Libya. And when I woke up this morning, one of the thoughts that came to my mind is, I wonder if there is not going to be another terrorist attack either on the United States or on one of our installations across this nation and around the world. You know, I hope that doesn't happen. But, you know, every time I come to 9/11 and particularly think of the Benghazi situation, David Kistler, I wonder what's going to be next.
Well, you know, Gary, I think David's hit the nail on the head. You know, this Iranian nuclear deal and all that's going on under this administration is weakening the United States' position globally, and I think it literally sets us up for a potential another 9/11-style attack. And, you know, Gary, I think it is appropriate, you know, because we reflect so much on the tragedy that was 9/11-2001, we sometimes forget that this horrific thing took place in Benghazi. And still 3 years later, we've not gotten to the bottom of it. But I pray that we do, because the blood of those four men who died there, I believe, very unnecessarily, their blood cries to the ground, so to speak, if I could use a biblical reference, and demands an answer, and their families deserve an answer as well.
We are rapidly running out of time in this particular segment. David New, you have a correction you want to make, right? Is that correct?
Yesterday I talked about the 13th Amendment, how that was the greatest amendment by most historians. It's the crown jewel of all the amendments in the U.S. Constitution, the 13th Amendment, because it ended slavery. But I identified also that the reason which Congress that passed it, which is also considered for that very reason, Congress, and that is the 38th Congress, not the 39th.
Okay. So we stand corrected. It was the 38th Congress.
Yes, sir, the 38th Congress.
Not the 39th. Well, thank you for that correction.
Thanks so much for
I thought you were right all
today.
Of the time. Yes.
Yes.
Well, ladies
thank
and gentlemen,
so
we are going to we're going to take a break right now simply because of the fact that we are up against a hard break. Don't go away. We will be back with more of Stand in the Gap Today from the American Pastors Network right after this.
These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. Thomas Paine, The American Crisis, 1776.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. 9/11 commemorations from coast to coast.
On a warm, cloudless morning similar to the weather 14 years ago, the President and First Lady gathered with hundreds of White House staff on the South Lawn to observe a moment of silence.
Fox Radio's John Decker. Secretary of State John Kerry also remembering the four Americans killed 3 years ago on this day in an attack in Benghazi, Libya. A $20,000 reward being offered in the hunt for a freeway shooter in Phoenix.
The Arizona Department of Public Safety says reports of possible shots being fired this morning on I-17 turned up nothing. That after confirmation yesterday that a bullet pierced a tractor trailer.
There are officially 11 incidents.
DPS spokesman Bart Graves, 8 of which involved bullets in the last couple of weeks.
Fox Radio's Jeff Minasso. And 6 Marines are in critical condition after an accident which killed one at Camp Pendleton. Fox News, we report. You decide.
The first U-Turn conference sponsored by the American Pastors Network was a life-changing experience for pastors and Christian leaders throughout Pennsylvania and beyond. Now we have the opportunity to take this conference across America. A matching gift offer for $30,000 will be doubled to $60,000 in order to bring U-Turn events to many more states in 2016. All gifts made through September 30 will be doubled. Visit AmericanPastorsNetwork.net and go to the Donate button to make your immediate gift to equip pastors and all believers to stand in the gap for truth.
Pennsylvania Leadership Charter School is an online public school for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Founded in 2004, our mission is to have a school where children can see the world, develop character, promote independence, and become lifelong learners. We teach our students to be leaders, thinkers, and scientists. They are taught to be logical and critical in thinking. Some of our classical teaching methods range from online class lectures to debates to Socratic teaching, which develops the art of speaking and writing. We encourage our students to be well-rounded by participating in sports, the arts, and their communities. Your child can benefit from this style of innovative education. Visit us at palcs.org or call 1-877-725-2785.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Along with David Kistler, I am Gary Dahl. Sam Rohr is on assignment today, and we are delighted to have you there. We do have the phone lines open today if you would like to call in. The number is 877-667-1180. That's toll-free, 1-877-667-1180. Or locally, in the Philadelphia area, that is, it is 610-539-8180. 255. And, you know, the question for you to answer is, do you remember what you were doing on 9/11/01? And to follow up on that, the question that we have for you is, do you believe that America is more secure or less secure today than what it was on 9/11/01? Again, the number is toll-free 1-877-667-1180, or in the Philadelphia area, 610-539-8255. We'd like to hear from you. David, you know, we can segue in a few other things that really are hot and on the burner for us here today. But yesterday there in North Carolina, of course, you are the president of the North Carolina Pastors Network. You had a great meeting with some pastors. I'm wondering if you might be able to share that with our listeners here today.
Well, Gary, yes, I will. I'll be delighted to. We had a meeting, about 45 pastors in attendance. A wonderful meeting with Chad Conley, the gentleman that was on our radio program, I think it was last Friday. He is the first ever national director of faith engagement for either political party, and he happens to represent the Republican National Committee. And he came and spoke to our group, and he was, I don't want to use the word pummeled, because pummeled is not really the correct term, but he was peppered, I guess I would say, with a number of questions from our pastors and from those in attendance, you know, just asking, you know, what is going on in Washington, D.C.? Why is it that we vote for what we believe are going to be conservative individuals, and then they get to D.C. and they don't do what they promised they would do? And, of course, Chad is as frustrated as I guess any of us are with some of that. He drew a distinction between the Republican leadership in Congress and the RNC itself. And really, Gary, they are two distinct entities. It's not that one does not influence the other. But anyway, it was a wonderful time. He got to hear from us. We got to hear from him. And Gary, what I came away from the meeting with this takeaway, and that is this. I am seeing a movement among pastors who understand what is going on, at least certainly in North Carolina. They understand the nature of where we are nationally. They understand their responsibility to speak up clearly God's truth. They understand the necessity of leading their people toward righteousness, encouraging their people certainly to register and vote biblical values. In fact, Chad said, I'm asking you pastors to do three things. Number one, have a voter registration drive in your church. Get as many people. It'd be great to have 100%, but as many as you possibly can register to vote. Number two, preach biblical values. Preach biblical values. He kept underscoring that, Gary, which is, of course, our message here. We encourage our dear pastors to preach biblical values. And then he said, as much as possible, encourage your people to go out and vote biblical values. He gave some incredible statistics of churches that may have as high as 91% voter registration, but of those that are registered to vote, somewhere in the neighborhood of 24%, 25% will actually go out and vote. And Gary, that is tragic. We would not have Barack Obama as president twice had the Christian community just gone out and exercised their First Amendment right, their constitutional right, and literally their privilege of casting a ballot. And so many didn't, and so we are where we are.
Well, we are where we are, and I'm glad you had such a good meeting down there in North Carolina yesterday. You say we would not be where we are today with Barack Obama in the White House had Christians gone out and voted, and that's absolutely true. And what we have before us right now, David, is a great illustration of that, because yesterday down in Washington, D.C., the Senate Democrats blocked a resolution to reject the Iran nuclear agreement. Senators voted 58-42 to bring to the floor a resolution disapproving the deal. That was two votes short of the 60 votes Republican leaders need to advance the bill. And so the Democrats' action spares Obama from having to veto any legislation and leaves the Iranian agreement intact. However, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell basically said that he may, and I'm going to put in quotations there, he may bring the bill back up for another vote next week. However, Minority Leader Mr. Harry Reid and Democratic Whip Dick Durbin predicted that the outcome would not change even if McConnell tries to bring it back up again. Actually, Dick Durbin said, you can call a vote 10 more times if you want, but you'll get the same vote. You'll get the same vote. And, you know, it's sad that, you know, number one, we recognize that this Iranian situation is something that does create a national security problem for us here in the United States, as well as over in Israel. But, David, you know, the fact of the matter is, had Christians gone out to vote, we probably would not be dealing with this deal today.
Well, Gary, that's exactly the case. We would not be dealing with this today because if we had someone else as president, they would not be and would not have been pushing for this kind of deal like Barack Obama and John Kerry have done. So it's absolutely tragic. What is encouraging, Gary, is this, and this does need to be underscored right now. At the rally in D.C. That was held a couple of days ago, Ted Cruz was there, Donald Trump was there, and it was all against the Iranian nuclear deal. Ted Cruz made a phenomenal statement. He said there is no president, future president, that will be elected in 2016 that is worth his or her salt, but would not shred this deal on day one of their presidency. In other words, immediately after being sworn in, if they're worth their salt, they would absolutely defund this thing. Today, Marco Rubio made similar statements on Fox News. And so we have guys out there that understand how catastrophically tragic this deal is. Is there something that can still be done? Gary, I hope they bring the vote up again in the Senate. Since Mr. Durbin said try it 10 times, they ought to try it 10 times.
I think they should. And I would encourage every one of you to call your senator and ask them to bring it back up again. I called my senators yesterday, by the way, David, and to ask them not to vote in favor of this deal. And so I would encourage, ladies and gentlemen, you go ahead and call your senator and say, bring it back up for vote again. See if we can get this changed. We're going to go to the telephones, and Tom from Royersford, Pennsylvania, glad to have you with us. Welcome to Stand in the Gap today.
Oh, thanks. Really like your show.
Thank you.
Well, to answer your questions, I was at work when 9/11 happened at Penco Products in Oaks, which is no longer there. It's part of the convention center or whatever it's called now. You know, big deal down there. But, you know, we're definitely not more – we're less safe today. I mean, definitely.
Why do you think we're less safe today, Tom? Why would you – what is your opinion on why we are less safe today than what we were 14 years ago?
I think a lot of it started with Bill Clinton when he was in office selling secrets to the Chinese. Mm-hmm. And that didn't, I mean, that's where a lot of that started. And then with this, you know, guy in office, which he doesn't even belong being, I can't even call him a president. He doesn't deserve the title. Mm-hmm. These people are taking advantage of the Americans' willingness to honor the office, and he's just walking all over. He's not a Christian. Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's a Christian either, Tom. I know we've talked about that on this program before, and you know, he does not have the qualities that a true born again Christian would have. He claims to be a Christian, but to be honest, I think he's more Muslim than he is Christian.
Definitely Muslim. I think he's cut some side deals with the Iranians.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that. This guy's been on world power, and you know, that's why he's going to the United Nations, and this is a treaty, whether they call it a treaty or not, and this whole deal with what they voted on yesterday, this is handled as a treaty. But I wouldn't be surprised if Iran someday says, you know, either you get him into power, keep him in power in the United States, whatever, we're going to aim those ICBMs at you.
Well, you know, I've often said that I think that when he's out of the presidency, he would like to become the General Secretary of the United Nations. And you know, I'm certain that you know, nations like Iran and who knows what other nation that he may have, you know, created some side deals with might support that. We have no idea what kind of side deals this guy has made, David Kistler. You know that? What Tom's saying is absolutely true.
Well, Gary, he's hitting the nail squarely on the head, and that is the concern that I'm hearing from so many. They're echoing what Tom is so eloquently and so wisely stating, and that is this. We don't know. There are side deals that have been cut, you know, with Iran and other entities that the United States Congress has never seen. That's why some of them are saying the 60-day review period has not even started, because we don't have all of the information. We don't have all of the aspects and components of this deal, which I would agree with. So I hope, Gary, I hope up on Capitol Hill they do not turn loose of this and let this quote-unquote deal just go through. They need to contest it. They need to even bring up, if they need to, a lawsuit against it to stop it from going through, Gary. It's absolutely that important.
That's right. Tom, thank you very much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to take a break, but we will be back with more of Stand in the Gap today. Right after these messages, stay tuned.
dishonest money dwindles away, but he who gathers money little by little makes it grow. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. But have you ever stopped to ask how much is enough or how much is too much? Will the money you leave to your family come between them and God? Have you ever said, I am rich, I've acquired wealth, I don't need a thing? I believe that God increases our wealth not to increase our standard of living, but to increase our standard of giving. This is Roy Russell, president of the Life Financial Group, a Christian wealth advisory firm. We work with believers and especially widows to wisely manage the wealth and efficiently pass it on to the children and grandchildren. We are financial, tax, and estate planners. We help successful Christians make wise decisions with their money so they can better provide for their families and leave a legacy of significance. Please call me with your questions or to discuss your needs and desires at 800-688-5800. That's 1-800-688-5800 or online at thelifegroup.org. That's thelifegroup.org.
Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
Prayer in the Park, Saturday, September 12th, 2015, from 10 a.m. until noon at Valley Forge Park in the Artillery Picnic Pavilion, East Interline Drive. Valley Forge Patriots and Faith and Freedom Coalition of Pennsylvania strongly encourage everyone to make a little time and come pray for America. We as a nation are in trouble, and believers from all faiths need to come together and humble ourselves before God. Please, can't you set 2 hours aside for the good of America? Invite all your friends, church friends, neighbors, leaders for this most important morning. That's Prayer in the Park at Valley Forge Park, Saturday, September 12th, from 10 a.m. till noon. For more information, go to galaxypwd@aol.com. That's galaxypwd@aol.com.
Nations who reject God will get evil rulers, and God is clear that when the evil bear rule, the people mourn. Today, our leaders arrogantly scoff at God and shamelessly violate His commands. And as God said would happen, the righteous are mourning. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. At APN, we encourage pastors to speak as prophets and boldly shout forth the truth to our leaders. On Mount Carmel, King Ahab, the evil political ruler, accused Elijah, the man of God, of being the source of Israel's economic troubles because he called sin, sin. Elijah did what pastors today must do when he declared, I'm not the reason our land is suffering, O Ahab. It's you and the others in leadership because you've rejected God, His authority, and His commands. I'm Sam Rohr with the American Pastors Network saying, modern-day Elijahs are needed now more than ever. Will you encourage your pastor to speak like Elijah?
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Along with David Kistler, I'm Gary Dull. Sam Rohr is on assignment today, and we're talking about national security, and are we more secure in the United States of America today than what we were 14 years ago on 9/11/01? And, of course, we are talking about the Iranian nuclear agreement, and we believe that that particular agreement will create some national security problems for us. But, David, one of the other issues that we're facing today is this idea to bring refugees, Syrian refugees, to the United States of America. And the information that we have says that the United States, under the direction of Barack Obama, is making plans to accept 10,000 more Syrian refugees into the United States of America in the next coming year, which I believe begins on October the 1st. He believes that we have a moral responsibility to take care of these refugees. It's interesting to note that about 17,000 Syrians have been referred for resettlement in the United States of America, with about 1,500 currently here. But another 300 refugees are scheduled to be allowed in our country within the next couple of weeks, even by the end of this particular month. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, the question that we've been dealing with is, could it be that ISIS would embed into some of these refugees extremist Muslims that would do what they could to try to terrorize our nation? And I think that, David, that that could be a very, very possible thing. But in light of that, and I'd be interested in hearing your comment on this, in light of that, Drudge is reporting that Saudi Arabia offers to build 100 mosques in Germany for the refugees they are receiving. Yeah, you heard that right. Saudi Arabia is offering to build 100 mosques in Germany for the refugees they're receiving there. Now, doesn't that cause you to even have greater concern about what's going to happen here in the United States of America if we bring in 10,000 Syrian refugees in the next year?
Well, absolutely, Gary, it does. You know, if you know anything about the demographic makeup of Germany right now, it is being heavily influenced by Islamic immigration, as is much of Europe and also the United States of America. So I have a couple of questions. Why would they want the West, and why would they want the United States, and why would they want more specifically Europe to take these individuals when there are Muslim countries that surround Syria that could far more easily take them and far more easily assimilate them into their culture? So why the West and why Europe? Well, the answer is this. This is part, I believe, Gary, I believe it's an unequivocal, crystal clear game plan on the part of the Muslims to try to infiltrate Europe and infiltrate the United States of America. Now, by my saying that, am I opening myself up to criticism? Well, Dave, you don't have a compassionate heart and all of those kind of statements. I'm sure that some may be tempted to say that, but I want people to understand my heart of compassion extends to the residents of the United States of America that will become incredibly vulnerable should entities be allowed into this country that are set on destroying America. Gary, this is a disaster. This is an absolute disaster. And it's not just ISIS entities coming in, but any other sinister Muslim elements that could come into the United States under this so-called compassionate refugee program. Gary, it's a disaster. And by the way, this is going to be, I trust, a critical discussion that will take place among the presidential candidates, those that are running for the office of the presidency over the next several months, and it needs to be a topic of discussion. Gary, this is like a Trojan horse, I fear, being allowed into the United States, and it will be our undoing if something is not done about it.
Well, you know, you're right. It does need to be discussed among the presidential candidates. I mean, you know, we've got to guard ourselves. You know, David, the United States of America has always been a nation since even before it was founded. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, back prior to 1776 and the New World, as it was referred to. So before 1776 and after 1776, this part of the world in which we live is a place where many people came for their religious freedoms and so forth and so on, as well as for governmental freedom. And you know, since 1776, we've opened our doors to many, many people. And it's not as though we want to close them now. But since 9/11/01, since the rise of ISIS, since the rise of Islam to the degree that it has come along in the last number of years, when we recognize that their goal is world domination, that they want to destroy anybody or any nation that is not embedded in Islam, you know, we've got to be very, very careful. You know, it's not being hard-hearted or, you know, unloving to say we just can't allow anybody to come into this nation. We've got to protect who we are, what we have, in fact, what God has given to us. Islam wants to destroy all of that, David.
Well, Gary, it does, and some are using the statement on the Statue of Liberty, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. They're using that phrase against any of us, Gary, that would express caution or apprehension about the acceptance of these refugees into the United States. Gary, listen to the statement, your tired, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. I fear that those coming that are from an Islamic background are not coming here to breathe freedom at all. They're coming to breathe out bondage on the United States of America. So it is totally inappropriate. It is literally off the wall to accuse us of not being compassionate, Gary. Our compassion is extended to the people who live in this country legally, who've come to this country legally, who have assimilated into the United States and the American way of life. And it is insanity. It is absolute insanity of the highest order not to want to more closely guard our borders and more closely monitor, especially those that are coming from the country of Syria. Gary, we have to have a sizable amount, I'm going to say, of professional suspicion about these kind of things. Otherwise, we're going to be sitting ducks for Islamic extremists.
Well, we are. And, you know, you talk about the idea of putting up a guard. You know, I think, Dave, from a biblical perspective, it's a matter of stewardship. God has given this nation, I think, for two reasons. Number one, to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ and to protect the nation of Israel. Islam is against both of those. And I believe that it's our responsibility as Christians, as patriots, as citizens of the United States of America, to render good stewardship unto God and protect this nation that he's given us.
Well, Gary, you're 100% correct. And there were walls around ancient cities, Gary, for reasons. And we have sort of electronic walls around the United States of America and other, not literal walls, but other methods of protection. Gary, walls are not to keep good people in, they're to keep bad people out. And I'm afraid we're going to be letting bad people in if we're not more careful and more cautious about what we do here relative to this refugee situation.
Pray for America, ladies and gentlemen. We trust that you have a great weekend. The Lord willing, we will be back with you again on Monday. Until then, on behalf of David Kistler, I'm Gary Dahl saying, stand in the gap for faith and freedom. Keep looking up, because we know, in light of it all, the best is yet to come. God bless you all.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler. Brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. We seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.AmericanPastorsNetwork.net and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.